their offense.
Terrence Dews with 10 carries and 142 yards on the night. Dustin Cady with 62 yards.
Yeah, that's over 200 yards of offense between the two of them. I mean, they know what's going to those two players. They just simply can't stop it. Too athletic, too fast, and they're just wearing on this Vassar defense.
And they hand it off to Evan Shemke, who tries to go right through the middle, and he's in for the two-point conversion. It is good. So now it is 38-14. Lakers on top over Vassar with 5 seconds left here in the third quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto temperature, dual zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone. $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
With him.
38-14, 5.3 seconds left here in the third quarter. Lakers knocks on another one from a Terrence Dube 25-yard run. Makes it 38-14. We have a 24-point game on our hands. A night where Lakers scoring in bunches. That last drive covered 80 yards, 2 minutes and 34 seconds, and 6 plays. And really, they scored twice in that drive. Dustin Cady broke free for about 60, 70 yards. That called back due to a hold. The Lakers marched right down the field, handed the ball off to Terrence Dubes multiple times, and he punched it in from 25 out. Here's Terrence Dubes kicking it off from his own 40, right to left across your radio, into the hands of number 8, David Wargo, at the 17-yard line. Goes to the far sideline at the 30, still on his feet, and pushed out of bounds to the 35, and we have a late hit. It's going to be a personal foul against number 3, Evan Shemke of Lakers, who tackled him out of bounds and continued to tackle him out of bounds, nearly took him to the track and tried to play spring sports.
Wasn't a tackle, Clark. He actually wrapped him up and body slammed him after the play. You don't like to see that if you're Lakers' coach. I mean, the kid was clearly out of bounds. You're leading big in a game. Don't let your head get out of it. Don't make stupid plays like that. And it's an easy 15 yards for Vassar. You don't like to see that.
So cap it off at the end of the run there, and we have reached the end of the third quarter. 12 minutes on the clock for the fourth. It's Lakers 38, Vassar 14 on the WLAW Sports Network. Fourth quarter coming up.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
So after the 15-yard personal foul, Vassar gets this drive to start at the 50-yard line midfield, and Michael Pratt on their first play goes all the way down to the 15-yard line for the pass. It gets caught but was out of bounds.
Flag is in the middle of the field behind the receiver.
And it was intended for Lamont Morrison, number 10, the wide receiver, 6'1", 184, junior. We have a flag back at the 35-yard line. No word yet from the officials.
appears to be on Vassar.
So they're marching this off from the original line of scrimmage. 5 yards walked off, 10 yards walked off, 15 yards. They're going to see offensive pass interference on Vassar. So now they're back at their own 35-yard line. Right where this drive should have started without the late hit from Lakers.
Yeah, it must have been away from the eligible receiver because I did not see it, but it looked like the flag was thrown in the center of the field, and there was a receiver down here low that was running a crossing route. So
in the fourth quarter, Vassar trails Lakers 38-14, 11:52 left here in this game. Pratt back to pass is complete on the screen, on the slant to number 8, David Wargo, who is slammed on the tackle by number 57 of Lakers. Taylor Fall came out of nowhere and hammered him down at the 46-yard line of Vassar's territory. It's an 11-yard gain, brings up second down, 14 to go. Two wide each way for Vassar.
Number 1, Seth Bowles had his legs, and number 57, Taylor Fall, just came in for the cleanup on that one.
Pratt looking down to the sideline to change up this play. Gonzalez now goes to his left side of him in the shotgun. 11 minutes left here in the fourth. Pratt, screen pass to the left to number 21, complete to Callahan, and goes out of bounds at the 48-yard line of Laker territory, pushed out of bounds by number 20, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes.
Yeah, conservative play call, but, you know, you got to get something going. I did like the deep bomb on first down that they had previous. I'd like to see him air it out again. These receivers of Vassar, not to take anything away from the quarterback, but they're very, very well defended on those last two big passes and came up for some big catches. They're tall and they're lengthy. Throw the ball up and let the kids make a play.
Two wide each way. Pratt with Gonzalez to his left. Screen pass to the right, and this one went into the hands and out of Morrison. Incomplete on 3rd and 8 from the 48 of Lakers. So now brings up a 4th and 8, and Vassar has nothing to lose here.
Yeah, absolutely 100% catchable ball and a ball that needs to be caught. He knows it. You can see the frustration after the drop pass. May not have got a first down, but would have been close. There was a lot of space there.
They're going for it here on 4th and 8 from the Laker 48. 10:57 left in the fourth. Pratt back to pass. Pressure coming from Lakers. They launch this all the way down, and this one's overthrown. Nearly hits the track at the 10-yard line. Not a chance there for number 8, David Wargo, as Pratt was pressured with pressure coming from every single seam from the Laker front there.
Yeah, it was almost like he threw the ball away. Three guys threw again, a bunch of pressure on the quarterback. It's hard to make a play when you have that much pressure on you. Turnover on downs.
So with 10:52 left in the fourth quarter, Vassar turns them all over. Two Lakers after 6 plays resulted in 2 yards and a minute 13 of possession. Left to right across your radio are the Lakers. KD in the pistol. It's a handoff to Dubes. Tries to attack the right gap, and there's a swarm of black jerseys there bringing him down at the Vassar 48-yard line, maybe the 49 for a 2-yard gain. The bottom of that pile is number 26, Zachary Shepard, as well as number 22, Colton Fabro. 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8 from the Vassar 49.
Lakers is going to not air the ball out probably at all. They're going to continue to work it up the middle, kill as much clock as possible, and if they can continue to do that, they're going to come away with this game with a big victory.
Brandon Wischlager wide to the left. Sounds like Bad Axe has regained the lead, 44-34 Overcast City. As Dustin Cady hands this one off to Terrence Dubes, and he is upended at the line of scrimmage, maybe for a gain of 1. Brought down by number 51, acting like a brick wall there, Devin Pirro. The defensive lineman, 5'10", and 295 pounds, and a sophomore.
Back to that Bad Axe game. When's the last time you've seen Bad Axe score over 40 points? That's very impressive.
They have the offensive firepower for certain this year with Tommy Morneau at quarterback, Jared Brown at running back.
I tell you what, if they win that football game, I know it's only 3-2, but look for them to possibly make playoffs this year. It'd be neat to see.
We'll talk about that more on the Strong Side and Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.